I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 6:30.
Downtown we have rain and 67 degrees.
Well, it doesn't feel like a Friday commute with all the crashes we've got this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Price Out. In-depth coverage on Utah's affordable housing crisis on KSL News Radio.
First-time homebuyers are increasingly picking townhouses and condos over single-family homes.
KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has more on our priced out coverage, saying the smaller properties are outselling traditional houses.
Salt Lake Board of Realtors President-elect Steve Perry says this red-hot housing market is pressuring buyers to reconsider their priorities. He tells Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News that's why for the first time, people are buying more condos and townhouses than the traditional single-family home. This is especially true of first-time buyers since it's all they can afford, if they can afford it at all.
The Deseret News reports the median price for a single-family home in Salt Lake County, get this, is now $550,000.
After Cedar City was hit with 2 inches of rainfall in less than an hour earlier this week, more is on the way for central and southern Utah. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has the details.
The National Weather Service says more heavy rain will fall in Iron County today. Sandbags have been shipped to residents from as far away as Springville as people try to protect their homes after many saw up to 9 feet of water in their neighborhoods. But KSL TV meteorologist Kristen Van Dyke reports northern Utah could also see some potential flooding, mostly in areas where wildfires have burned away vegetation. We will see thunderstorms throughout the weekend, with Sunday having the heaviest rainfall. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
An abortion law case from Mississippi could be the one that overturns Roe versus Wade. And Utah has signed on along with 24 other states. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas has more.
Utah's state law bans abortions after 18 weeks of pregnancy, but it's on hold until a similar law in Mississippi is decided. The Deseret News reports Utah has joined a friend of the court brief arguing that multiple court cases have left the law uncertain since Roe v. Wade legalized abortion in 1973. Senator Mike Lee and two other Republican senators have filed their own brief in the case, urging the court to overturn Roe v. Wade. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour, the Delta variant, putting federal health officials on high alert.
Internal documents shared within the CDC, obtained by the Washington Post, arguing health experts must, quote, acknowledge the war has changed, warning the Delta variant appears to cause more severe illness, spread as easily as chickenpox, and more quickly than Ebola.
ABC's Faith Abube says the CDC is expected to release more information today on why it is now asking Americans to once again mask up in high transmission areas.
Time for a KSL Tokyo update. Gymnast Simone Biles has offered a little more insight into her decision to withdraw from at least two of the events at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo.
On Instagram, Simone Biles has posted videos of today's practices as she works on a horizontal bar, explaining to her followers her case of the twisties. She describes it as her body and mind not working together, making it impossible to perform complex maneuvers. Biles says the problem set in after she arrived here in Japan, that it's affecting every one of her gymnastics disciplines.
ABC's Jim Ryan reporting.
U.S. swimmer Ryan Murphy says he has concerns that some of the swimmers at the Tokyo Games are doping. Murphy has lost 2 races during the games to Russian swimmers, and he was asked if those races were clean.
I can't answer that question. Like, I don't know if it was 100% clean, and that's because of things that have happened over the past.
Murphy says doping remains a huge problem in the sport of swimming.
We have some developing sports news with the Utah Jazz this morning, as it looks like center Derek Favors is leaving the state. Plus, the Jazz are excited about their new draft pick. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with the update. Mary?
Yeah, Amanda, The Athletic and now ESPN both tweeting overnight their reports they say are confirmed that center Derek Favors will be going to Oklahoma City. Again, he's a center. And then last night, oh, and by the way, some of these deals include first-round draft picks and such in the middle of this trade. So regarding all of that, we did get someone last night in the draft, the Utah Jazz selecting Jared Butler with the 40th pick. They traded with the Grizzlies down from the 30th pick in that deal. KSLSports.com says Butler was one of the most decorated rated players in college basketball during his 3 years at Baylor, and they are excited to get him. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.